This week, America's oldest art school will, for the 112th time, exhibit the finest work by its newest graduates. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, the show is also where in-the-know collectors and dealers come to discover the stars of tomorrow.
And not only the stars of tomorrow, contemporary artists who have now well-established international reputations such as Jordan Griska and Justin Matherly were saying goodbye to PAFA just a few years ago. Jeffrey Carr, the Dean of the School of Fine Arts at the Academy, says there are future household names in this show, too.
We have alumni showing all over the world. And some of the artists here, for example, cross boundaries. We have here a work who does sort of traditional sculpture, but it also could easily be sort of a work of sort of furniture or furniture design. We've got people who work in traditional methods, for example, of bronze casting, bronze fabrication, but pushed right to the limit and made into something which is radically new.
PAFA's graduate show is one of the world's largest and longest standing exhibitions of its kind, and this year will feature upwards of 1,400 works by 139 graduating BFA, certificate and MFA students. This is also the academic capstone for students, and Robert Consolino, senior curator and curator of modern art at the Academy, says that as the students finish, select and install their works, they're making contact head-on with the sometimes brutal commercial art world.
It's an incredibly intense experience, and it's an amazing, immersive opportunity for them to meet with collectors, to talk to dealers who are coming through, to meet older artists who are coming through to see what PAFA students are doing, and to just meet a public who is hungry to know what kind of art is coming out of the Academy and what contemporary art is at this moment.
The 112th Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts Graduate Show runs through June 2nd.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.